Hello, my name's Nate Ammond, owner of Webcam Startup. We're running the largest camming resource site. Most of our content is geared towards indie models, but we're kind of a one-stop shop. We cover everything. And one of the things we do cover is resources for studios, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So if you're watching this, you're probably interested in starting your own studio, and you're kind of doing your due diligence right now. So we're going to go over all this. By the way, we do go a lot more in depth on Webcam Startup. If you're watching this on YouTube or listening to it on any of the networks that have descriptions where you can put links and whatnot, you can find the link to all of our stuff there. If not, it's webcamstartup.com/studios. Real nice and simple. And I mean, if you Google start a camming studio, if we're doing our job right, we should come up first. So if you want additional information, resources on everything we're talking about today, as well as links to more in-depth information on all the different things we're touching on today, we have that there on Webcam Startup. So definitely check it out. Okay, so first, oh, and by the way, we get like, I don't know, I mean, not too much, but we get like 5 inquiries a month, give or take. I mean, it kind of varies based on the month. People looking into starting either a studio or a camming site, which anyone that does look into starting a camming site, one of the first questions we ask is, have you looked into starting a studio first? Because it's a whole lot more turnkey. There's less upfront investment. The one thing about starting a camming site is you're starting off the complete ghost town. You do not have a member base. You do not have a model base. You don't have affiliates promoting you. So, I mean, you're really starting out with the ghost town. To whereas when you're starting a studio, you're piggybacking off the site traffic, the different sites you partner with. You can partner with one site, you can partner with multiple sites. We will talk about that. But we do get quite a bit of interest and quite a bit of global interest too. You'd be surprised at some of the places, where there's people really interested in this. I mean, some emerging markets too, which are really exciting. So first off, one of the first questions we get is how much does it cost? And this is a really pointed question, with really pointed answers. In theory, I mean, you can say nothing, right? We all know that's not the case, but you can actually register studio accounts with any of the camming sites, most of the camming sites. With just an EIN, I'm sorry, an SSN. You don't even need an EIN. You don't even need a file. Should you file? Yes, you should be filing. You should also be doing a lot of other things which are going to cost you money. So technically, I'd be lying to say if you can't do it no cost, but in reality, that's not the case and you won't be successful. There is some investment. How much investment? It really varies. And one of the biggest things it varies on is whether it's a physical studio or a digital studio. We're going to get into that next. The other thing is, I mean, really, how much stuff you can do in-house, how much stuff you have to source. I mean, if you're really bootstrapped, you can make it work. I mean, especially if you're able to do a whole lot of stuff yourself. As far as legal issues and concerns go, I mean, you do want to do your due diligence on 2257, all the other laws. Depending on where you're at, the country, maybe even the state and whatnot, there are some laws you're going to have to be aware of. I'm sorry to everyone outside of the USA. Like, even if you were to email me, I'm not familiar with your laws, so I can give you some basic stuff, 2257, all that other fun stuff. But, I mean, if you're out of the United States, well, I mean, if you're in the United States, you should probably contact an industry attorney as well. If you shoot me an email, nathan@webcamstartup.com, NathanN, I can CC you in with some attorneys, some industry attorneys who do rock star work, if you would like that. But really, there's a good chance, I mean, especially if you're trying to do this completely bootstrap, that the legal expenses are going to be your biggest expenses. You're going to want an airtight model agreement. You want that. You want that. And if you talk to any industry attorneys, they'll be able to ask you some questions about what you want to accomplish with your studio and be able to draft something up accordingly. Outside of that, if you're running any websites, just like for example, you may want a studio website where A, you list the studio benefits, trying to prospect performers. B, maybe you list your performers and the networks they're on. Not only does this gain some increased exposure for your performers, but pro tip, you can use affiliate links when you're linking to their networks and it becomes another revenue stream. So, yeah, I mean, you're going to want some web development going on. You're going to want it. And if you have that, you're going to want to have a TOS, privacy policy, all that fun stuff. Now, can you do this templated? Just find a template online and kind of cut corners there? You can. Would I recommend it? No, not if you have the venture capital. If you're that bootstrapped, I mean, it's on you. You know, I wouldn't recommend it. Maybe it's something where you can kind of cut some corners and go back, you know, when you're a little bit more flush. I would say anything legal, you want to be airtight. Come on now, you want that. But if you're starting a digital studio, you know, there's a good chance that that's going to be your biggest overhead, you know, and it varies wildly depending on, you know, what you need, which attorneys are going with, all that kind of stuff. But it is going to be, it's going to be thousands, you know, tens of thousands. No, probably not, but it will be thousands. So prepare for that. Now let's, okay. I mentioned earlier that physical studios have a lot more overhead than digital studios, so let's talk about those and the difference between them. There are two main type of studios. You have physical studios and digital studios. The name should be fairly self-explanatory. A digital studio is completely online. A physical studio has a location. You know, and there's pros and cons to each of them, and I'll be real frank and honest, some of them perform better in different places. Just like, for example, in the United States of America, you will not find hardly any physical studios. I mean, Studio 20 does have their one LA location, and they are opening up a location in the Phoenix area, you know, so you got like one and a half, two, I guess you could say. And then, I mean, every once in a while you hear a story of, you know, some basically garage physical studio getting shut down because they're operating in a residential zone instead of a commercial zone. And it makes news because it's this big sex industry stuff. Whenever there's a local arrest, you know, dealing with the sex industry, people love to blow it up and people love to attribute it to the sex. They make it want to sound like sex trafficking, you know? So please, if you are starting a physical studio in the United States of America, please do your due diligence with the local laws and all that stuff, because the industry as a whole doesn't need that kind of press coverage. Do your due diligence. Always do your due diligence. But in other countries, I mean, I'll throw out Colombia and Romania as two big examples. Physical studio is it, you know. You don't see the digital studios. You know, there's a couple studios. I'll use Studio 20 again. They used to take remote models as well, but I don't even think they're doing that anymore. So, you know, what works and what is popular, you know, really depends on the location. You know, I'm not gonna say you can't make a physical studio work in North America. Okay, so I mean, just to give you one example of one of the service all the non-US, all the international physical studios give, they offer free English classes, and a lot of them offer mod services. You know, so that way performers that aren't English speaking can start breaking into the USD and Eurozone. You know, the United States is the biggest market, so I mean, everyone from every other country it wants to get a taste of our market. You know, that's not something that you could really offer in the USA, right? So there's some stuff like that, you know, that makes it different. And there's reasons why the physical studios perform better internationally than they do domestically. That's just one reason. There's a couple. Now, obviously, if you're starting a physical studio, there's going to be a lot more overhead, both upfront and recurring. You're going to need the location. You're going to have to make the location badass and awesome. There's equipment requirements. And I mean, if you're not flat out buying, you know, cash in full, there's going to be mortgage or lease, right? Overhead. Utilities, you know, the electric, the internet. You're going to want really, really, really fast internet because that's a selling point. You know, if you have multiple performers, you know, streaming out of the same building, you know, I mean, especially if they're splitting to multiple sites, you're going to need some badass upload speeds. So with that, I mean, there's definitely a whole lot more overhead. Outside of that, you know, if you can only accommodate 20 performers, then you're going to max out at 20 performers, right? To where digital studios, there is a lot less upfront costs, just due to the nature of it. To whereas physical studios, like I said, if you can only accommodate 20, you're stuck with 20. Digital studios can, as long as you're able to scale, you can scale. I guess the other thing I didn't mention, physical studios, you can only prospect within your area. To whereas digital studios, it's whatever, right? Now, and I gave an example, physical studios can still take remote performers, so you can take a hybrid approach. Now, the one thing about physical studios is, as far as the studio fee, okay, let's talk about how studios make money. Studios charge a percentage. Because they charge a percentage, a lot of studios, I'm not gonna name names of some of the more sleazier ones, because whenever I try expressing my First Amendment right, in my opinion, some of these motherfuckers threaten to sue me. So, I mean, I'm not even gonna name names, but there are some sleazy ass studios out there. If you're watching this, there's a good chance you might know the two I'm talking about. They're usually StreamMate Studios, because StreamMate has that 6 months where, they won't let a performer jump ship from a studio and sign up. So all the sleaziest studios tend to be StreamMate Studios. I'm just saying, and that's pretty much undisputed. Studios get a bad rap because they take a percentage. So I mean, if you are starting a studio, definitely provide enough value to justify what you're charging. Physical studios, it's somewhere in the ballpark between 40 to 60%. It's a large percent because they're offering the facility, the infrastructure, a whole bunch of other stuff. Digital studios, they still need to provide services in order to justify the percentage of what they're taking. Is definitely not nearly as much. I mean, we're talking something to the tune of 5%. Okay, so that's the difference there. Most studio accounts with the Cameo or Clip sites, the studio gets paid out directly, and they compensate the performers based on whatever terms and agreements they come up with. And I mean, if you don't want to do percentage, I mean, you could negotiate salary hourly. There's really no, I mean, there's best practices, but there's really no set in stone way to run your studio. So if you want to be creative about it, be creative about it. Sweet. So we covered the different types of studios, how much it kind of it costs to start one, how studios generate, how they generate money. How they generate money too, let's talk about this. If you're watching this, you're probably thinking about a camming studio. But just so you're aware, there's a lot of different revenue streams that you could be tapping into. Camming's one of them, and basically every camming site supports studio accounts. I'm trying to think off the top of my head, which ones don't. And I mean, I'm sure there's some small box sites that don't do that. I'm not thinking of any off the top of my head. There's also clip sites, which some of the clip sites do support studios. Some of them only support producer accounts. Now, there are some creative ways to where you can, run a studio account out of a producer account. It just requires a little bit more math on the back end. You need to kind of attribute the sales to the different performers that are all bundled in on your one producer or studio account, and kind of do a lot more of that accounting in-house. It's a lot more difficult than a studio account where you simply register performers under you, but it is possible to do that. Membership sites, there's a couple CMSs out there that do support performer accounts. Outside of that, you can always implement your own self-hosted membership sites for performers, and work out the rev share in-house. So there's different ways you can make membership websites work. And web development is a good service to offer. I mean, a lot of these platforms make it insanely turnkey for the performers themselves if they want to go the indie route. But I mean, even with some of the turnkey CMS, a lot of it can get frustrating, complicated. all that fun stuff. There are also some fan club platforms, and I mean, even platforms like OnlyFans, which is really hot right now, they do offer a 5% model referral program. You know what I'm saying? So, you just, it's not a studio account, but you say, hey, check out this network, OnlyFans, it's hot. They register under your link. You're getting the 5%, So, I mean, if you're doing a digital studio, that may be the percentage you're charging anyway, and they still keep all your profits. They still get 100%. They make just as much signing up through the referral link as they would, direct traffic. So I mean, even going that route, it's zero liability for them. On that note, if you are able to prospect and recruit models, and you don't want to go the full-blown studio route, there are a lot of platforms that do offer model referral programs. We've got a directory on Webcam Startup. I will drop the link in this description too. If for whatever reason I forget that, I'm sorry about that, but you can find it on webcamstartup.com. So I mean, those are just the main ways that you can generate revenue. Outside of that, affiliate marketing is really popular. It's really profitable. And I mean, the one thing about affiliate marketing and affiliate commissions, one of the value added that you should be offering all your studio models is traffic and sales. Now, if you can't generate traffic and sales, that's not a very good selling point, right? You're not really providing any kind of services or value, with your traffic and promotion. Now, if you can generate traffic and sales, then you should totally be doing affiliate marketing anyway. Most of these networks offer lifetime rev shares. It's a whole new revenue stream, and it's not one where you're charging the performers. So, I mean, that's another one that you should definitely be looking into. Sweet. Now let's talk about some of the services that studios can offer models. Now, and okay, so there's a couple camming sites that have kind of chewed me out in the past for saying that studios have to offer services to performers because, I mean, technically, you can just sign them up under your studio and collect a percentage and not do shit. That's not the case, but, some sites don't like me saying you have to offer services because I don't know why. Maybe they just want to prospect studios and don't want to turn studios off from their network. Like, oh shit, I want to start a studio, but I need to actually provide value? No, screw that. I don't know what they're thinking and kind of chewing me out for saying you have to provide value. Dude, you have to provide value. Let's be really frank here. If you're not providing value to your studio models, they're gonna jump ship and you actually look like a major douche. Just being honest here. And kind of calling out some of my partners who don't like me saying that. Just saying. Okay, so if you're a physical studio, obviously your facility, your infrastructure, your physical location is going to be your biggest selling point. And beautiful rooms, makeup and hair, all the equipment, outfits, props, toys, all that fun stuff, cleaning, all that, the better you can do with that, the better, definitely make the facility as awesome as possible. Be rocking the top equipment. And I mean, it's not just the camming room and, the webcam, the computer, the high-speed internet. You don't have to go out and get a 4K RED camera, but I mean, if you can have a nice Nikon or Canon, for both clips and photo shoots and stuff like that, that's definitely a perk. As much infrastructure as you can offer and the highest quality infrastructure you can offer, that's your selling point right there. And you're taking half of the model's profits, right? So you better be providing some value. You better have top-notch shit. Just saying. Consultation and training is really big. This is for both physical and digital studios. I mean, I definitely reach out to a model and try to bring a model in-house for this. Promotion and marketing, that's really, really big, and we already talked about this. In addition to that, you guys should also be affiliate marketing at the same time for a whole new revenue stream. Providing support, that's a real, real big one. A lot of these cami and clip sites can be really difficult to deal with support-wise, and really frustrating. So if you can handle any support requests on behalf of the performers, so that way they're not pulling their hair out and can focus on performing and earning, that works best for everyone. Payout services, and I'm going to use Bolin Models as an example for this one. They're a digital studio based out of the United States, and they offer not only daily pay, but consolidated pay from all their network of sites. So for performers performing on, 8 different sites all through Bolin, they can consolidate all that pay them in the cash out option they prefer, and they do it daily. And that's why you actually have established performers jumping on Bolin, just for those daily pay services. Now, I'm not saying you have to offer daily pay. I mean, I'm not saying you have to offer any of these services. You can pick and choose, you can go above and beyond with stuff that I'm not even thinking about and I'm not even listing here. It's really up for you. I'm just throwing out some ideas here. But making cash outs easier and more convenient is definitely a selling point. You can always jump in bed with a DMCA agency and offer DMCA for all your studio performers. Piracy is a huge, huge issue within the industry. DMCA services are very valuable, but they're also expensive, which, going back to how much it costs to get started, here's another thing. If you jump in bed with a DMCA agency, obviously that's increased overhead. If you don't, that overhead's not there. That's why it's really kind of tricky to be able to communicate how much it's going to cost to get started, right? Moderation services, if you have an in-house mod, you can offer that. Just something you can do. We already mentioned with some of the international ones, English lessons is in translation services. It's a big selling point. Those are some ideas there. Anything else that you can think of to provide value? If you're planning on doing the whole event thing, getting a booth, you can bring performers to the events, booth signings, all that stuff. That gains them some increased publicity, especially if it's an event that's more on the B2C side. It also gains your studio some exposure in general, with not only the customers, but it's a way to prospect performers. Okay, so let's talk about how to recruit performers. I'm just saying, if you guys get established enough to where I can legitimately vouch for you, holler at us because we are the people that you want to jump in bed with. I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to brag, I'm not trying to be egotistical, I am just saying. And definitely check out what we're doing and how we're doing it, and feel free to kind of bite our style, I guess, for lack of better words. But anyways, you do want a studio website that basically describes, your studio perks, what services you offer, all that fun stuff. And I mean, even if you're using social, email, PRs, something like that, you're still going to want to funnel studio potential models to your studio website where you got the contact form, you got all that other stuff, where you're really prospecting. So definitely get that together, get that good. Classified and job sites have gotten a whole lot less effective in the post-SESTA-FOSTA world. If you don't know what SESTA-FOSTA is, just Google it. I'm not going to get into that there. Even though it's harder, it is still possible. It's really not as effective as it used to be. Social media, you should definitely be on social. That doesn't mean, tweet to every cam girl, like, "Hey, join our studio." No, definitely do not do that. Don't do that. But I mean, you want to have a social presence anyway, and you might have something on the B2B side, trying to prospect performers. You're definitely going to want your promo accounts. I guess you could do both in one. There's different ways to go about it. But I mean, you want to be on social media, both on the B2B and the B2C side. That's something you want to do. We covered trade shows and events. I mean, PRs, other stuff like that. You could just buy raw traffic. Basically, any way you can promote anything, right? You can use for prospecting. There are forums and communities. It's the same thing as like social media with the forums and communities. If you're gonna jump on there, definitely, be descriptive. Have your value add proposition, your value proposition, what you're offering, who you are. Don't just be like, "Hey man, we're a new studio, sign up for us." Definitely be diligent about that. And now let's talk about how you can promote the performers. I mean, it's kind of the same way. Website and SEO, that's really big. I mean, that's really, really big. The SEO is huge. The SEO is huge. Once again, social media marketing. You can build an email list and you can do email marketing. The one thing about email marketing is ESPs, you don't have as much of options as you do with mainstream. YNAPMAIL and Campaigner are two email marketing platforms that are adult friendly. YNAP is designed for the industry. That'll name just off the top of my head. Buying traffic and ad space, there's a lot of adult networks. Adult traffic is cheap, which is a double-sided sword. It's cheap because it don't really convert. I mean, a lot of it's coming from free porn sites, I mean tube sites and all that stuff. So I mean it's a double-sided sword. You're not paying a lot for it, but it don't convert real well. There are some platforms like DivaTraffic, for example, that are designed specifically for the camming niche. And I mean the cool thing about a platform like that is you can enter your affiliate codes. You can actually they have a solution for studios where you can add all your models and you have this amount of budget allocated. They're only going to be sending traffic to the performers who are actively online. And the one thing about some of the algorithms in some of these camming sites is they look at visitors, whether they're logged in, registered visitors, and some of them just look at, guest visitors as well. So, I mean, if the performer's performing on one of those networks that looks at the guest visitors, then you could actually use this technique to boost up their rankings, which gets them organic visitors coming in as well. Definitely take a look at Diva Traffic. Hey, and tell them that I plugged them real, real hard because we don't have a referral agreement with them, but I'd like to get something going. So, hey, I'm giving you all these resources. You can return the favor by looking out, and if you sign up with Diva Traffic, tell them Webcam Startup send you. The tube sites do convert, they do gain exposure. I mean, the one thing about the free porn model is it's kind of crushed a lot of the paying porn, traffic. There's really mixed emotions about tube sites, but here's the bottom line. If tube sites and the traffic they sent didn't convert at all, they're a complete waste of time. You wouldn't have anyone with branded channels, you won't have anyone buying traffic out of them. Just like the ones that have, the amateur programs that they have, you won't have that because you won't have performers on them. Tube sites do convert. You can always start up a series of white labeled sites. White labeled sites is where you rebrand a camming site as your own. They're very turnkey. All you really need is a domain. I mean, having a network of white labels is also a selling point, with performers and prospecting there. You can say, "Look at our network of sites." And a lot of these white labels will allow you to feature your performers higher up. Oh, yeah, and you get a rev share off all sales that occur on them. That's something you should definitely be looking into. If you go with a CMS for the websites for all your performers, like Model Centro, you can opt them into that affiliate program, and just getting them in the affiliate program, they'll be featured on a lot of different webmaster sites, sites ran by different webmasters, affiliate sites, and that will gain them traffic and exposure and all that fun stuff. So definitely something to consider. And that's the real basic rundown. I think I told you everything you need to know to at least get a basic idea and know where you have to put in your due diligence. Hopefully that's enough to let you know, let you determine whether or not this is a business venture that you could cons that you should consider. I guess we should go over earning potential. I mean, a lot of the studios kind of keep it real hush what they're making. Can be lucrative if you do pull it off. I mean, even these physical studios, they're only working with 20 models because that's only what their location can allow. They're doing good. They're doing good. I'm not going to throw the numbers around because I don't have them, but it can be a good venture. It can be a great venture, just saying. Sweet. And I mean, like I said, I think that we went over everything to kind of give you a basic rundown on the whole studio thing, let you know whether or not it's feasible, let you know where you need to do your due diligence. If you have any questions about this, feel free to reach out to us. You can email me directly, Nathan@webcamstartup.com. You can go to webcamstartup.com and we got a contact form and we got a chat applet. If you go that route, you're gonna reach my partner, Ari, but anything related to studios, she forwards. So, I mean, you will end up talking to me in the end. If you want to save yourself some trouble, reach out to me directly and let's talk. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. If you got any questions, you can also just pop them in the comment section on whatever you're watching, and we monitor all of those. Give us a thumbs up if you're on YouTube or Vimeo or anything like that. Subscribe to the channel. We have a weekly podcast, which, if you're doing due diligence on the industry, it is the single best way to keep up with everything new, everything newsworthy. We give a lot of tips and a lot of everything. Most of it's geared towards the indie performers, but it helps to keep tabs on the entire industry as a whole. So definitely like, subscribe, and good luck with your new business venture. Cheers.